We are up to Siman Tov Reish Mem Vav, page 226. Yotzu Haba Bekan Echot V'Noshu Mem Ad Shlonish Shor Shlosha Bekan Echot. The Shulchan Aruch will discuss the following scenario. What happens if you've got an extraordinary Hadas? I mean page 226 in Siv Dalet. What happens if you've got extraordinary that doesn't have just three Hadas? We spoke about braided yesterday. If you don't have three growing out, but you've got lots growing out from each, we called it a nest, but it's not really a nest. What was it? What was the word? How do you say it? The place where the leaves are growing from? The
stem?
No, it's not. It's this what emerges, what comes out of the stem.
The bud.
The bud. The three buds? Yeah? Okay, the three.
It's good enough.
Good enough? Yeah, you know what I'm, because it's really important to know what I'm talking about. If there isn't three leaves coming out, but it's seven. I've never seen an adas like that. So it says, if you've got a lot coming out, nevertheless, It's still going to be okay. No, furthermore, not only that, but if you've got lots of them growing out and they fall off, even if four of them fall off, which is majority, if you've got still three hadas leaf coming out, it's going to be kosher. This is very extraordinary. I've seen, I think, once with four, but seven is like really. So again, yotzu haba v'kan echot, you've got lots of them growing out. V'noshu mehem, and they fell off. Al shanishu alu shloshu v'kan echot, you've got only three left coming out, so that's now a conventional kind of adas. Kosher, it's kosher. Afilu noshu roba, maybe the majority came off. Kugoin, such as shoyu shiva, it was seven. V'noshu mem abon, four came off. Nishu shloisha, seven minus four, believe it or not, is three. So that's fine. Siv hey, lemitzvah bin. That's what we gotta. That's something we need to check with our adasim. Siv hey tells us for the last word of page 226. Lemitzvah bin on kol shir oich adas she ovois. We spoke yesterday about ovois, meaning what's ovois? What does ovois mean?
Braided.
You need to have the entire adas braided. Meaning what's braided? That there's three coming out. Avoy said it's really, really important. Leikuva berubay, at the very least, the minimum is that the roiv, the majority is braided. Ve'afilu ene berosh, even if it's not on top. So the best way to explain this is if you look at just back to the earlier page. That's the way Adasim are going to look like. Okay, you've got the three pictures, and I'm just trying to get the idea that they're all coming. That the entire Hadas is braided. Look at the bottom picture, the middle picture. You can see there's three coming out from every part. There's three leaves coming from the stem at each level, each floor. Let's call them floors. Now, what happens if you don't? And that's very common, Rabbi Isai. That is very common. To have an adas that goes right from the bottom all the way up. Three, 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 three. These are very nice. But often it's not like that. Often you're going to have three, three, three. And then eventually it goes to one, to one, to one, to one, to one, to one. Very common. Or, just as common, that they came off. That one of the three leaves came off. And then it could be you've got a few coming off like that. So what happens then? What is the minimum shear? So we know, we understand now that the idea of an hadas is 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, 3 on each floor. What if you don't have 3, 3, 3 on each floor? Is that hadas possible? Yes or no? The answer is no. You need to have at least, the minimum is half of it. That's what it says, roiv. Roiv should be braided. Roiv should be ovois. Roiv. So lechatchila kol shir oich hadas shir ovois. Lechatchila you want the entire hadas to be 3, 3, 3, 3. And bedyavet is roiv. Now, when we speak about, and that's the confusing bit perhaps, when you speak about roiv, what does roiv mean? What does majority mean? Majority of what?
Three tefachim.
Oh, there you go. So it doesn't mean the roiv of this particular hadas. It doesn't mean that. It means the roiv of sheer hadas. The minimum sheer that you need, the measurement that you normally require. We need normally, so if we need, let's say, the minimum sheer is going to be three tefachim. So you need to have the majority. So what it boils down, halach lemaisa, because the minimum shear we normally assume, according to Reb Chaim, no, Chazanish, approximately we go about 30 centimeters. So what's the majority of 30 centimeters?
16.
Yeah, about 16, 17 centimeters needs to be, 17, how much 17 centimeters? Yeah, is that 17 centimeters?
A bit more?
17 centimeters need to be ovois. Now, what you look at, picture 27. That's a classic. You see those? In the when you buy a dasim, you often have them like this. It's not, you see, you don't have the whole shear. 12 agudolim, 7 agudolim, yeah? So you look at the 7, from the top, it's not all the way down. You've got them at, this is representing a case, this hadas will be kosher. The majority, the 14 centimeters or 15 or perhaps 16 centimeters, are going to be 3. But if you lower down, it's not, then it's still going to be kosher. So you've got to look out for...
But are we not going to be kosher? Is it more will fall off?
Now, you don't need to be choshesh. You don't need to be choshesh, but you just need to be careful.
I mean, it's quite common that
they do. Very often they do.
Particularly in certain
into the... Yeah. It's, yeah, but you don't have to be choshesh. So, but if you're looking at the packet, if it says roiv, then it's not a great shear. It's not, that's means kosher lebracha. If it says roiv, meshulash beruboy, that's not great. You want to look kuloi meshulash. Kuloi meshulash means that the entire thing is meshulash. And that's really what you're looking for. Yeah. Now, the question I want to ask you is, if you're looking at, let's say, picture number 46, next page. What can you see in picture number 40? What can you see in picture number 46? It's not such a great picture. Sorry. But there's a point that he's trying to make. What's the point he's trying to make? Scatter! That's it. Okay. If we say you need to have 14 centimeters of braided, of meshulash, 13, 14, 16 centimeters of meshulash. What happens if you don't have consecutive 14, 16 centimeters? 3 centimeters, 5 centimeters, another, but altogether, if you look at the whole adas, which is that high, go big adas, it's not consecutive. You have got the majority, but not consecutive.
Well, that's a meal. You look at how many layers, how many levels are.
Yes, yeah, so, it's, right, so what are you saying there, what?
That looks like it should be possible.
Yeah. So, lemaisa, there's a machloikas, and the bialoch is mekel. There is room for leniency if you've got the majority, even if it's scattered. And that's what many poskim are relying on. We continue, Rabbi Yisai, say, Vav, Yov Shualov, if they've dried. Possible, it's possible, Komshu, if it's just, if it's not fully dried yet, it's just a little bit, what's the word? Withered, kosher, it's kosher. Shia Yavshus, Siv Zion teaches us. If it's a little bit green, kosher. As long as it's a little bit green, it's fine. It's only considered dry, Yovesh, when? Shialbinu Pneim, when their faces turn white. White, Hadassim. The problem with that is, I've been uncomfortable about this sea for a long, long time. Rabbi Yisai, what does Shulchan Aruch say? A hadas, which is Yovesh, is?
White.
Yep, hold on. What's halacha?
Posel.
Yeah, hadas, which is Yovesh, is posel. What's considered a fresh hadas? What color?
Green.
What? When is it posel? When it's?
White.
Now, what happens to our hadasim? After, what happens to our hadasim if you put them away for 2 weeks? If you don't look after them?
Black.
And before that? They go black, it's true. Before, just before the black.
Brown.
So I've been, Rabbi Yisai, this has been my question for a long time. I've asked many Rabbonim and Dayonim. Our Dasim, they don't really go white. Do they? They don't really go white. When they go dry, they go brown. You've seen brown Adasim? They go brown. So what's the Albino Pon of the Shulchan Aruch is talking about? So I don't know what the Aloch is about brown Adasim. They go black as well. You go black dots, of course they do. But I think the black is mold. Don't think it's dry. So I don't know what the halacha is about brown adasim, because of course they look like yovesh. What do you say? They're yovesh or not yovesh? Brown adasim.
They're dry,
yeah? But Shulchan Aruch says they are posel when they're white. Before they're white, sounds like they're kosher. What do you, Taina? I don't know.
Do they not get more pale?
What?
Probably going to be more common than this.
Yeah, so you're saying that should be fine. If they're brown, they're fine. Because as long as they're not white, white is a psul. I hear that. So I've been asking this question for many years, Rabbi Yisai. Don't know what the halacha is about brown adasim, which is the most common. Yeah, some people tiny that it's considered komshu. I don't know. Okay, we continue. What happens if the majority say ches yovshu roivolov and ishtayru beroishoy kol bad meashloishu bad in kein echot? What happens if the majority has gone dry? Yovshu roivolov, the majority has gone dry. But there's one which is still fine. One which is still fine. Three leaves which is fine. So the majority of the three leaves, tak, 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 every floor is yovesh besides one which is completely kosher. That's fine. If you've got two which has gone dry, each floor, on each floor there's got two leaves which haven't gone yovesh, one of them remains fresh, kosher, it's kosher. As long as there's the top one of the three is higher, this is the one which is important, that's the crucial one, he's the one that has to be kosher. Okay, Lemais the Rabbi said this is pretty uncommon because they tend to dry simultaneously. What happens if they are, what is it, kmushin? What did you say, kmushin?
Withered.
Withered, yeah, withered. And if they are withered, yesh poslim, yesh machshirim, some say that it's kosher, some say that it's possible. I'm up to see if Yudah Rabbi said top of page 228. Nektam Roshoy, what happens if the head has been chopped off? Kosher, it's kosher. Afilo loy also by tomorrow, even if there's nothing growing after that. Similarly, if it's dried, some say that Nikdam Rosh is possible. And that is how we pass and says, don't take a hadas, which has got a knocked head. When we talk about Nikdam, it's talking about the wood being chopped. Now look at picture 48. What does picture 48 show you? What is picture? So Nikdam Roshe, Rabbi said, we pass and Nikdam Roshe is possible. That's how we pass. Now, what I want to point out is that a lot of people are machmir, and they look for what's called a lavlov. Well, that is as follows. You want to look out for adas, because Nikdam Roshe is possible. So when you look out, when you take the adas, you do like this, depending on your age, I suppose, you lift up your glasses and you look. What are you going to look for? You want to make sure that it's not nektam, because nektam exists. It's not common, but exists. So you want to look out that the top of the adas shows evidence that it's not knocked. I've seen, you know, they exist. The nektam roshos exist. So you kind of look in the top. You look in the top, and you just make sure that the adas, that normally you've got the green little thing sticking out, or you can see that it looks healthy, that it's not cracked. If it's cracked, you say, excuse me, can I have another one, please? Because it's cracked. And I know there's mekilim, but we are machmir. You want to look at the stem of the adas, all the way to the top. You want to make sure you have a quick check on the top. You want to see that it's green, or that it's kind of a leaf coming out, or that it looks healthy.
Normally, hasn't it got lots of leaves in the top?
Yeah. So you want to just make sure that it looks like healthy, not cracked. You will see if it's cracked. You'll see. And if it's cracked, then it's nektam roshe, which is possible. You also want to check, if you look at picture, there's a picture in the back, I think, page 76, so look at page 76, picture number 58, picture 57, can you see picture 57? Can you see picture 57? You see what can you see there? 57. Picture 57 on page 77. So what can you see there? Can you see the top of the leaves? Yeah, they've cut the leaves, the top of the leaves are slightly cut. Now this is not really possible. Mishlibu says they're not possible, but it's very, very not nice. So you check that the leaves are not cut like that. It happens when the hadassim are placed in the bags. Occasionally, the leaves get cut off like that. Part of the process. So you want to make sure that the leaves are not cut on the top of the hadass, the top floor of the hadass. So you make sure that those top leaves are not cut. Yeah. Yeah, and finally, see, if Yudalev teaches us, im ein lo yelo adas shanov merub me'olov biyomtev, if a person only has got an adas, the only adas that he's got is berries, it's got a lot of berries, and it's yomtev, noit le v'nemorech olov, you take it and you don't make a boach on it. Yeah. There is an interesting halacha, I want to just point out, in Sifkot Namedvav Mishnebu, a very, very interesting. So we're learning now, Rabbi Yisrael, what Yudalev is teaching us, that if you've got an adas which has got a lot of berries, which is not, which you can, it's, you can't make a brach on it, it's not a good adas, you should still take it. Why should you still take it? What's the point? I understand. What's the point of taking adas that you cannot make a brach on it?
For goodness.
What's that?
So you still have the bundle.
But it's, what's the point? But what's the point of a bundle without adas? It's not kosher adas. What's the point? It's as if you say, I don't have an esek, all I can give is a banana, but still take it. Still take it. Better than nothing. What's the point?
The Gemara speaks about that.
Very good. Very good. Very good. So what? So what's the Gemara say?
They didn't have the right.
Very good. So I want to just, this is the Gemara you're referring to. This is what the Mishnah points out of Insef Kulam Advov. Obviously, it's a very big Kiddush, and I cannot claim that I fully get the lomdos of it. But if you look at Insef Kulam Advov, he says, Apostle Afilu B'Shal Yomim, if you're taking one with berries, that's not good at us. It's actually possible all the Yom Tov, even Chol HaMoed. But if you dwell according to this, Im Nizdamen Ha'achkach Adasim Acheim, if you are able to get other dasim somewhere in the middle of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, then Tzorich Levorich B'Shnei Yomim Gamken, you should get the other ones. So what's the point of taking? What's the point of taking this adas that is possible? Now look at the next four words of the Mishnah Berurah. V'Hodanoitloi, you know where you're taking it? Kedei in order shalat ishtakach toras lulav, that we shouldn't forget the mitzvah of taking the lulav. That's the Gemara you're referring to. That's the Gemara in Sukkah. So he says again, this is true. It's not adas. It's not adas. But it's not adas. But you've got nothing else. You've got an alternative. Take it shalat ishtakach. They shouldn't forget. Shalat ishtakach toras lulav. And we see this concept in Masechah Sukkah a few times. Better take something which is not good adas than nothing at all. Why? Like this, at least you've got. You've got something. At least you've got something. What were you?
Can we take a lemon and a stick?
Exactly, and this is exactly the question. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We find this with regards to Adas Shoyter. We find it elsewhere as well. Better this than nothing. Now, why is that better this than nothing? This is we just learned now. Adas with berries is possible. It's not a good Adas. It looks a bit like Adas. It's within the same like family kind of thing, but it's not really Adas. It's not. You can't make a broch on it. Can't make a broch on it. So take it still. Shouldn't forget. So your kids see you shocking dalet minim. Your kids should see you. So next year when you've got a proper das, they'll know what to do. What do you mean? But it's not hadas. What kind of chinuch is this? What kind of approach is this? If it's not hadas, don't do it.
The same with the metal roof over just slow tishkach. Why not have a menorah that like any oil? Like, I don't understand.
Again. Where do we find it?
Why don't you do a metal roof for sukkah? Just you can't find schach, we'll do a metal roof.
Yes, yeah, so you're asking what's the point of that? If it's against the guidelines of the halacha, then what's the point of doing it?
What's the gedin here that you're allowed to?
Yeah, I really, really don't know the answer to that question. Why? I really don't know, because everybody would agree that you don't take a banana. Everybody agrees you don't take. If you don't have a lemon, if you don't have an esek, you're not going to take a lemon. You're not going to take a lemon. So what are we trying to achieve over here by doing something which is not adas? I really don't know the answer to that. I really don't know the answer.
Why isn't it Baal Tigra?
Yeah, why isn't it not Baal Tigra? I don't know. It's a really good question. What's the point of taking three species and the fourth one being a fake one? I want to tell you, we find something a bit similar with it. We find a bit of that in the other Dalet Minim, but we find the Mulkov you should use if you don't have an alternative. But
that's
it's possible. Yeah, Mulkov is really, it's not really, it's, yeah, it is possible. Mulkov, if it's not proper Esrek, then it's not Pia Tolo. It's possible. So we're saying that don't take, if you don't have an essay, then take second best, something which is possible. What's the point of that? Unless I really don't know.
Unless you say this is a hadas, but it's a possible hadas. It's still hadas, isn't it? It's not like taking a lemon instead of an essay.
Please define.
I'm not taking a hadas, but this sounds
like an approach, but explain.
I won't be over on Baal Tigra because I am taking a hadas. I've got four minim, but just one of these minim is, it doesn't meet the requirement to say a broches. It's possible. But I'm still...
You're saying that it's not... Ah, I see that's what you're saying. You're saying a very long Shavuot. You're saying it is an Adas. It's an Adas. It's just a Posle Adas.
Right.
And that's why it's okay.
So there's your fourth level, fifth level you're up to. It's not Kosher Lebracha.
Right. yeah, very good. Very good, very good, very good, yeah.
It's a question. When it's small children, you give them Esrok, Pasul, and all this just to teach them the mitzvah.
Yeah, so there's many opinions about that. Some people say better that than nothing, and others say, why do you give them something which is possible? Why are you giving them something which is possible? What's your opinion on this? You can have both opinions.
Teach them the mitzvah. Then.
Yeah, on the one hand, you can say you're teaching them the mitzvah, but on the other hand, you can argue it's not a mitzvah. It's not the right thing. So there's a lot of people that have different opinions on that. Yeah. Okay, I basically we'll stop over here. We'll do this thing there over tomorrow, Mitzvah. Okay.